All right. Photosynthesis and Chill. This is our first podcast. Everyone, welcome.
Hello.
I'm your girl, Basil.
I'm your girl, Hibiscus.
Hello. I'm Ilo.
All right. Now, to start off this podcast, we got your girl, Hibiscus. She just got two new plants today.
Okay? Y'all, let me tell you about these plants, right? So, I'm not gonna say all my life. All this week, I felt like there was something missing in my room, and I wanted a plant, but I'm not really big on plants, and like I don't like bugs.
A lot of black people that,
right? And then all I feel like are plants equal bugs, and I'm not with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went
stereotypes.
Go ahead. Just some stereotypes. I went and we went out. Me. Basil and Ella went out and I saw the love of my life. Let me tell you about it.
It be like that.
How this flower, I saw myself in it.
Hey,
Lord.
A reflection.
Reflected back to me, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Period. Yes, Lord.
That this was my plant.
Mm-hmm. You see how God works?
He works.
Which plant was it?
And this plant is a succulent.
A succulent.
His name is Smalls, and that's not the only one I got, Lord. Let me tell you something.
Look how
I got a baby aloe. Let me tell you about the benefits of aloe.
That's right.
It's just...
No, go ahead and tell the people. They might not know, not everybody into the plants like that.
Let me tell you.
Photosynthesis, Jill. Go ahead.
Aloe has so much healing properties.
That's right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It heals burns. I just got burned, so I feel it.
Right.
Like if your face is dry and disgusting,
just cracked, you won't be drinking water.
Moisturize. Who your hair, ladies? This 4C curl pattern is
That's
not.
Right.
Let me tell you. Let's just take a pause.
Just
it is
slap
not.
It on there.
It's use your aloe, Lord. But this baby is still growing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little big, so. His name is Biggie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Together, my plants are Biggie Smalls because although they are tiny in stature at this moment,
currently,
they are notorious in my heart.
Hey, notorious. Amen. Hallelujah.
So this is how I got my two babies, Biggie Smalls, today.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys, I'll be talking about them throughout the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Get to learn more about them. And how they're growing. How I'm going to try not to kill them.
Right.
See.
And we're just going to see how it goes.
We're just going to vibe. Right. See, now let me ask you this.
Okay.
What really got you into the plants? You know, got you thinking, hey, I could live this life. I could be about it too. You know what I'm saying? I ain't scared.
I can't say I ain't scared because I feel like it won't die. But
hey, don't be speaking the negative. You know plants can hear when you speak.
I'm sorry.
Can't speak negative. You can
positive.
Biggie.
I'm looking
at Biggie right now.
Affirmation.
It's okay, that's Biggie. Right. We're gonna be going together.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I don't know, because I've been having a tough year and everyone that I've been seeing on social media just be like, their world just light up with a plant.
Hey.
Right.
And I'm like,
it
I already
really
got
be like that.
Right. It's like something that encourages you to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, you got to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you don't got to water it every day, it just reminds you that God has blessed you with another day. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like you just woke up and you have like seen what God has created.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get to take care of it. Like God continues to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
let me tell y'all.
Yeah. I feel it.
The Lord is coming through me.
You know what else with plants? They don't give you no worries.
No.
Mm-mm. You just wake up. Take care of them.
Right.
They trustworthy. They honest.
Right.
Not like people.
Right.
Some of these humans. I don't know.
Mm-mm. They cannot.
Mm-mm.
No,
but
no.
I like my plants too, Biggie and Smalls, because they're really low maintenance plants.
Mm-hmm.
So just in case I forget about them, they won't die tomorrow.
No.
Not
and
like babies.
You see how loyal?
Right.
Loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, but anywho, so...
Let us know. What's the next?
We could start off with our plant of the day. Every day we're going to try to have a plant of the day. Hopefully we don't forget. You know, this is the first go around. So we're just going to see how this works out. If we like it, we're going to keep it in. Alrighty?
Mm-hmm.
So our first plant of the day is the asparagus fern. Asparagus fern.
Asparagus.
Mm-hmm. So let me tell you a little bit about the asparagus fern. So the asparagus fern is basically, it's like a very green, fluffy plant. Mm-hmm. It grows annually. It's mainly a houseplant, but you can put it in your gardens as well. Mm-hmm. It can be from like grow to the heights of like 1 to 3 feet and about 18 inches to 3 feet wide. And the colors are mainly like light greenish color, maybe sometime a little bluish up in there, but it does sometimes tend to get a few of the little white flowers. And it's also very low maintenance, kind of like Biggie Smalls, you know what I'm saying? And it does attract some birds if you do have it on the outdoors, and it's really good in all types of containers. And now, why is the asparagus fern our plant of the day? Let me tell y'all.
Go ahead, babe.
See, even though the asparagus fern's name is asparagus fern, it is not seen as a fern. It technically is not even a fern.
It's not?
You know what I'm saying?
So it's not in the fern family?
It ain't even a fern, apparently. But they just call it asparagus fern. And even though the asparagus fern is technically not a fern, it is still staying there, staying true. Mm-hmm. It is a plant that survives. It is a plant that can survive in the light and in the dark corners.
Oh,
mm-hmm. That's nice. It can go through a lot of suffering and still prosper.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like black women.
Oh. That's right.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
That is really true. Because if you think about it, throughout history, black women have continued to be the forefront for revolution.
Mm-hmm.
But on the back, like the background for love,
mm-hmm.
for care,
mm-hmm.
for affection,
and mm-hmm.
for titles, for status,
mm-hmm.
we continue to be on the back.
But we've always been foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The foundation, the whole, like, you know, you can't build a house without a foundation,
period.
You can't build a civilization without a black woman, period.
Right.
Period.
That's it.
Even though black women aren't even put in the same status as other women, kind of like the asparagus
right.
fern and the other ferns.
Right. Right.
But just that they're suffering.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, like, we can prosper in every
mm-hmm.
location and every kind of career that we are placed in.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still seen as less.
Exactly. Ooh, Lord, in the dark and in the light. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter where they put us, where they try to, you know, put us, we're going to still prosper.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the asparagus fern. Plan of the day.
Plan of the
day. I feel like that's a great plan of the day, honestly.
That is really.
You know, you would have never known.
A good starter, you know?
Because at the end of the day, it's like we really, especially now as like we're always so busy as like the millennial / Gen X era or Gen Z era, we're just always busy. Like we're always running and like living life a million miles an hour when we don't take a minute to just sit back and smell the roses.
Right.
And just learning about this asparagus fern, I would have never looked, like, open Google and be like, okay, so what is this?
Asparagus fern.
www.
I don't even like eating asparagus. To be honest with you.
Why are we going, over there, over here?
To eat the asparagus?
Right.
No.
What is an asparagus?
I mean, I hear people say if you season it right.
Yeah, it turns out right.
You said no, you seasoned asparagus before?
I really tried. And
you dipped and dabbled in asparagus?
I tried. I really have. But it never,
aloe for real?
It didn't turn out right. It really didn't.
Oh.
My mom does it good, though.
Aloe tried to be a suburban Caucasian woman. Cooking asparagus.
My mom knew how to do it.
Asparagus.
Your mom was cooking asparagus?
Yeah, she tried to get me into it, and I really tried.
You was like, no, I can't.
It didn't work.
I can't do
over here with.
You know, my next plant, I'm going to see if I can get me an asparagus fern. I'm not going to eat no asparagus, though.
I feel like having an asparagus fern will like be like extremely symbolic, because you got to think about how you treat that fern, not fern, asparagus fern. It's how, like, you, like, treat yourself internally.
Yeah.
Like, if you miss and, like, let it die, it's just,
because,
like, mentally, like, what? How are you treating yourself?
Right.
You know?
And you know what's crazy? If you let that asparagus fern die, you know how hard you gotta try to kill it?
Right.
Because it can survive in
literally any environment.
So if you kill an asparagus fern,
But it's just like going back, like literally, it's like going back. You can't kill a black woman's like faith, like our strength, like no matter where you put,
everything.
Oh, we are just so resilient. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, how I love him.
If you think about it, like we really could have been right. not cutting it.
Mm-mm.
Like, we really
could have just gave up. You know what? They calling me ugly. Right. They said my hair nappy.
Right.
I'm the least wanted. I'm done. Just throwing right. in a
we
towel.
We could have only used salt to season our food.
That hey. Part.
You know what I'm saying?
That part.
But he said, let there be
seasoning.
I will.
Let there be
a piece. Oui. Let there be
Basil.
Hey.
In case you don't know what épice is.
Épice is a traditional Haitian seasoning.
Right. And you it includes herbs and
mixture of several herbs.
Yeah. If you don't know,
now you know. Fun fact of the day.
From Biggie Smalls.
Actually, hibiscus and basil and aloe. Period poo. So, yeah. So asparagus fern, that was a good start. I like the asparagus fern. Like it's very pretty.
It's gorgeous.
You're looking into getting one? I'm looking into getting one as well. Me I'm trying to grow like a little garden corner in my room.
That would be ooh. Nice. Yeah. I don't know if you want in your room exactly.
Right. It's already happening though. Like it's too late to stop late me that. From.
We got a little quen.
We, right. My little quen. Y'all should see it.
Corn.
It's a nice little corner, little shelf with the little plants on top. Mm-hmm. Wake up in the morning, breathing fresh air.
Fresh air.
Just.
Nice. But do you guys even like think like as immigrants, like how our families had to grow up? They are like they have such a green thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like you feel like especially as Haitians, we got a plant for everything.
We do.
Whatever you need, whatever part of your body is aching, we got a plant for it.
Mm-hmm. Your or head, your back.
Hungry. Right. If you're hungry, shoot. We do eat trees apparently.
Right. Right.
But it's like literally like just my mom, she'll go outside and be like, okay, the moon has risen, so I'ma plant this tonight.
Right.
Huh? Like how you know to plant that? The moon told you, mama.
Right. And just over here like, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo. Plant it tonight.
And she's a thank you moon. I got you.
You know, but it's like for them,
you don't even need the doctor,
right? They had to do it for survival, and then it's just like, oh, like you got high blood pressure. Oh, my plenty T bum,
right?
Huh? Go to the doctor. Oh, so what are you doing about your blood pressure? I drink the tea.
Period. The tea heal me.
The tea.
I don't need your medicament.
No, too much green. Too much. No, I don't need.
I don't need the pill. I have. The plants.
Right. Who needs pills?
Exactly. Oh, jardin and over here. But it's sad, though, because it's like, supposedly, I just read this, but, you know, sometimes it's fake news, but I don't even know. It was illegal to plant in your own backyard, like plant foods and stuff.
In America?
In Florida.
Oh, in wow. Florida?
Right. I don't know where I read it. I read it somewhere.
You know what?
I am Wikipedia it, but
I didn't hear that you couldn't plants in your own backyard. I heard that you couldn't like plant any like fruits or anything just randomly planting it anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Like I heard you can't just have fruit plants growing. Could you imagine if we could just have fucking fruits just growing everywhere, like for homeless people,
right.
for people with low income, just have like gardens right. and plants and all of that.
That would
just
be nice.
And then just be like, hey, if
food
you want.
But no, there. Capitalism.
Right.
You gotta make the money, the leisure.
But we're still in debt. How?
Right.
Right. All this money, all this food like going to waste, people still hungry. Mm.
Right.
We literally could just be planting food.
Abusing nature and stuff.
And my thing is, I feel like seeds should be free.
Right.
Because I could buy the fruit
mm-hmm.
and get the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
But why am I going to go to the store and buy more
buy
seeds?
Right. It makes like, no sense.
But it depends. You got to get the right fruit. Because you know how they messing with the plant. So you can't.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't GMO. Come with the.
That's why they charge, though. To make more money.
Right.
We give you fake fruit to ingest
mm-hmm.
so you can digest and then you gotta go and buy and invest.
Look at that third eye. Look at that third eye. You seen that episode with Willow Smith? They put a third eye on her. Right. That's you right now.
Because we gotta invest
right.
hey,
to be healthier.
My goodness.
But we can.
Spoken word.
Ooh.
Right. Spoken word. I love it. I feel it.
I just don't understand.
Mm-mm. But making like, money off these plants and then also killing it, all this deforestation.
Right. Building houses for no reason. Absolutely no reason.
No, like on chlorophyll. On chlorophyll.
On chlorophyll. She putting that on chlorophyll. Hold on.
Let me tell you something. Why we need more apartments when we're not getting paid more? We can't afford these apartments. Right.
They said, here's what we're going to do. They'll we're going to build new apartments.
You just graduated college. Yes, thank you for this degree. $40,000 in debt. Okay. Here is an apartment. Mm-hmm. It is $1,400 a month for a single bedroom. You ain't got a bathroom. You just got pee outside.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Right.
And then it's just like...
It's just one big hall.
One big old hall.
Mm-hmm. You just put your bed in the hall.
Not even. You just put the bed against the wall.
Against the wall.
You can just stand.
My cousin. I think he live in a New York apartment like that. Went to visit him.
It's too much money. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to continue to kill these trees.
And build more houses.
And make more traffic. Right. And make more traffic. And everybody going to be mad. Why we got all this traffic? Well, if your granddaddy would have stopped making these damn houses.
And stopped raising these damn prices.
Right.
All these damn homeless people for what?
All the houses getting built. Ain't nobody to fill them.
Right.
Everybody broke.
Right. Everybody living on the streets.
Right. Cutting out all the trees for houses.
For what?
That we can't fill.
Right.
Animals losing homes just like the people.
Mm.
So who's living in these houses?
Right. It don't even make no sense.
Yeah. And the thing about like who really is living in these houses, because you drive down these neighborhoods,
the
you should see this one person that's running. And then you just, so where the kids at?
Right.
Where the rest of the people who trying to have kids and then you gotta be?
Right.
Why you think we got these plans?
Right. For kids, you spend what, 18, no, not even, you spend $1 million on kids. For 18 years, you spent like close to $1 million on kids.
That's wild. I'm sorry,
like
Daddy.
Diapers. Like diapers are literally like $49.99,
and you gotta keep buying them things too.
Bro, we using cloth, okay?
Right.
It don't even just make no sense.
Go back to our roots, y'all. Back to our
right.
Roots.
Not even the roots. So you ain't going to school. What uniform?
Making the clothes ourselves. Right. We're gonna live off the grid.
Right.
Like that little girl in her little van. With her little snake.
Oh my God, this is a funny story. So I told my mom that I wanted to live in a van.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked me dead in my soul.
In the spirit.
And said, am I dead? And I was like, no, mommy, I just want to live in a van. She's like, if you live in a van, I'm dying. Just kill me. And I was like, why, mommy? You know, you're saving so much money. You know, it's living like you're living, you're saving the earth. You know,
right.
It's just you're using a lot less. Let me tell you, this lady literally got up and left.
Where she went?
And she called my daddy and she said, this is your child. Your child said she want to go live in a goddamn van. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Wow. And I showed her this video, and it was like, it wasn't of the like the most famous.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this girl, and then she looked beautiful. She was fine, like she looked healthy. My mom said, "Opa wa tu jil? You don't see her eyes? She has no life.
No life.
Everything is gone. Her body is gone. She has no soul.
She died inside."
I was like, "Mommy, she's fine. She's living, breathing. She's happy. You know, living la vida loca."
Right.
And she's like, "No, she's dead." Okay,
I mean,
okay,
I
that's on you, mommy. That's
I'm gonna let it. I'm gonna let it be. You can't take me to Paris, nothing.
Right. They over here, mommy, the sky
trying to help you save money. You don't hear how much kids cost,
right?
You know how much I'm costing you. You're not trying to get saved,
right?
That's on you. Live your life.
You tell your parents.
Let me not help you.
Whatever you try to do to save money, they swear they was the ones helping you 24/7.
Right.
I've been helping you since you left this house, mommy.
This rent, that's me. This light bill,
that's
me.
The food on the
parsley,
that's me. Over here, like, did you pay my bill? Did you pay my credit card bill? Did you pay my automobile bill? Let me stop, because they do pay my bills.
Oh, that's wild. Exposed. Sitting up here lying.
My parents.
Talking about you live this life.
Who?
You not game.
I'm not. I understand that. You know?
No,
I gotta accept that.
The only thing I take care of is my parents.
Oh no, I got a whole dog, but let's not talk about her tonight because I can't stand that hoe. But
oh my God.
She my baby.
Let's
know, that's a love hate relationship with your
with
dog.
With your dog, really?
Yeah.
I can't have dogs. I got asthma.
Yeah, I got asthma for every
I can't do animals. That's why I can only do plants, because they help me breathe, you know. Right. They provide the oxygen. I provide the carbon dioxide.
Right. That's what you do.
You know, it's a, you know, we just love each other, just breathing.
Give and take.
Breathe, give and take. Give animals, they like freaking kids. They don't grow up. You gotta feed it, walk it. Mother can't even talk, tell you what it really needs. Like, waking up at all times of the night because it gotta pee. Okay. Boy, you better. What? I don't have time. I don't know how y'all pet lovers do it. I couldn't. You ever seen the video when Lion King, when he throw the baby off the cliff?
Yes.
That's me. Give me a couple weeks with a damn dog. Oh, no. You got to go. I can't do it.
Oh, no.
Can't barely take care of myself. Got me fooling around with you. You serious? You gotta pee right now? Right? Like, no.
Now, at this moment.
You're not gonna deal with that with a plan. Uh-uh. It don't gotta pee. It just sit there. You know? Sit there, water it when you want.
Right.
You don't even gotta feed it. Mm-mm. But it can feed you.
Mm. Oh, right. That's
hey, spoken word. Snap. Snap it out. All right.
Snap. Snap. We felt that.
You felt that? Snap. You know, I appreciate y'all.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate this conversation.
I'm trying to spread the love of plants.
Yep. That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. Photosynthesis and chill.
That's it. Photosynthesis and chill.
That's on period. That's on chlorophyll. On period.
Oh, that is on chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now we're going to see y'all next time, next episode, Photosynthesis and Chill. I know we was everywhere, but hey, that's what happens when you're real passionate about many things and everything and just things. Life.
Thank you for sticking around and listening to us ramble. Mm-hmm. If you did, come back next time.
Goodbye from
Hibiscus.
Goodbye from Parsley. Just playing. Possibly my sister, y'all. Goodbye from Basil.
Hello, hello.
And please stay tuned and enjoy this song that we're going to play. We're trying to end off every podcast with a song that you should be listening to. Mm-hmm. If not, start now.
They're called our bangers.
Bangers.
Okay, bangers. Just vibe.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.